This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss the efforts Georgia's hospitals are making to recruit more nurses. I'm your host, Lauren Backett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, we've talked before about the demand for nurses in Georgia, but how has the pandemic made this issue worse?
Well, we have talked about nurses being in demand and nursing shortages over the years. This one appears to be a little bit different. The pandemic made a big impact here on the nursing workforce. For one thing, there was a lot more nurse burnout, actually burnout of other medical professionals as well. But nurses really were on the front lines, and many of them decided to leave. Some retired, some went to positions like temporary agencies or travel nurse jobs, where it could be that they would make as much, if not more, money for a job that would be less intense and less stressful. We also know that the nurse workforce is aging, and many RNs took this time to retire.
So tell us more about the large sign-on bonuses some hospitals are offering.
We've seen these bonuses before, but not at this level. We know that there are some hospital systems offering $10,000 or more for a nurse just to sign on to a job at their organization. And Piedmont Healthcare, which is rapidly becoming the largest health system in the state, they are offering as much as $30,000 in bonuses, which I think is pretty unheard of for this state.
So what approaches are smaller, more rural health systems doing to find nurses?
Well, unfortunately, many of these systems are training young nurses and giving them the experience, and then these RNs will go to a bigger system where they're paid more. So they're up against it. And certainly there are places like in South Georgia where in Phoebe Putney, they're offering $12,000 in terms of signing bonuses. And we know that there are other medical professionals in demand, such as certified nursing assistants, respiratory therapists, all up and down the line. These healthcare jobs, many of them are vacant, and there are more vacancies maybe than we've seen in an awful long time, if not ever.
So this could certainly have an impact on the quality of patient care.
Certainly can. If you don't have enough staff, and if you keep the service level the same, the people that are working, or the ones that are still there, are going to have higher workloads. And there are some hospitals that are talking about cutting back in services.
Are there groups of patients that could be particularly impacted by staffing shortages?
You know, what we're told is that the experienced RN who works at a hospital bedside, that's where the real shortage is, and it's probably the worst ever, according to the Georgia Nurses Association. So how it could affect patients is simply not having enough staffed beds. And in nursing homes, if they don't have enough certified nursing assistants or nurses, they too may have to cut back on terms of the number of beds and slots that they can offer.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPBnews.org.